Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're finishing Siman Shin Chavav and beginning Siman Shin Chav Zayin. We are up to page 324. This is Kuf Samach Beis Amud Beis Shin Chavav Si'if Yud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Merchat Shasas Min Kav Erev Shabbos. If you have a bathhouse where they close the holes on Erev Shabbos, they would have a lot of boiling hot water on the ground level, and then in between they'd have a floor, and then on the top sometimes they would open the vents from the bottom to the top to allow the steam to come in. So if they close those holes on Erev Shabbos, the Motzoi Shabbos Rochis B'Miyad. So Motzoi Shabbos, you're allowed to bathe in it right away. Avalim lo sas min kavav, but if they did not close the holes, Aval b'shemelish may elav hucham b'Shabbos, even though it was heated on its own on Shabbos and no one did anything, no one was stoking it and no one was lighting anything and it just heated up the room on its own. Tzarech l'hamtin l'erev b'kadesh ha'yasul v'yishas l'asus kein k'zeir Hashem yichat b'kholim. You still have to wait b'kadesh ha'yasul, even though no one did any melacha on Shabbos, because they made that you might come to stoke the coals. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Lamed Aleph, Shasas Menukavav, Osa Nukavim Shamerchatz Mischamim Al Yedeyan, Shaur Nisekes Mibachutz Mitachtav. The holes that the Merchatz gets heated through, because there's a fire that's on the other side of those holes from underneath it. Vosan Batechorev Shamechamin Osan Mitachtayan, and those furnaces that they heat up from underneath. Vala Nukavim Yeshkar Barzel Ostimas Evan, and over the holes they have either iron plates or stone enclosures. Noaginbo Heter Lupaschan B'Shabbos. They were knowing to be matir to open them on Shabbos. Rochitz B'Miyat Sharilonis Chamim B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to bathe in it right after Shabbos because it wasn't heated on Shabbos. Vim Safik Imayu Pakuk Nikavav Ayn Lel Simshin Chavesiv Zayin. As far as if it was a Safik that we discussed earlier. Shemei Elav Hucham B'Shabbos Al Yedesh Nosimbo Eitzim Be'er B'Shabbos. How did it get heated on its own on Shabbos? Because they put all the firewood in it on Erev Shabbos. Mibod Yom. Shemi Yechatu B'Kolm. It's still going to be Aser B'Kadeshe Ya'asa because of Shemi Yechatu B'Kolm. Kivin Shasu Chazal Lassus came the Fichach Tzarech Lamtel Motzoi Shabbos B'Kadeshe Ya'asu. That since Chazal Lassus are doing it, therefore you have to wait B'Kadeshe Ya'asa Kadesh Lo Ya'asa Ked B'Pamachere Shalo Yisrom Nekom V'Yov L'Dechitui. So that next time you don't come to leave the holes open and be Mechatu B'Kolm. So even though no one was mechata b'gchalim this time, you're not allowed to use it if those vents were left open. Sif yud beis, also likanis the merchatz afil lazia. Person's not allowed to go into a merchatz even just to schwitz a little. The yeshom da afilu laver b'merchatz makom sheyach lazia aser. And then there's the yeshom. Not only are you not allowed to go in to schwitz, you're not allowed to go into a place where you could schwitz, even though you're just walking through and that's not your intention. Says the mishnah berurah afil lazia mibnei ovrei averus sheyrochzim b'cham shuchim mibod yom v'vam mizin anachnu. The reason they made an Isser, the Haziyah, is because there were people that were bathing and they were saying, no, we're not bathing, we're just going for a Shvitz. So they said, okay, Shvitz is Aser also. According to this opinion, though, if you just happen to be walking through with no intention of Shvitzing, then it's going to be Mutter. Even if it's a small, very steamy kind of area, but that's not your intention. But the second opinion, the one that the Ramah quotes, that even if it's a place where you could shvitz, where it's a small merchatz and there's a lot of steam there and you sweat, then it's also even if you don't have kavana. According to this second opinion, that's so machmir that you're not even allowed to go to a place where you could shvitz. When you get out of the mikvah on Shabbos and get dressed, you have to be careful not to stay there for too long, because it's very moist. It's a very hot and moist area. You don't want to be. And at nighttime, when it's really hot, it's very hard to be careful about this. And as far as women obviously spend some time getting dressed when they come out of the mikvah, and they obviously use the mikvah on Shabbos, and they're obviously using it at night when it's at its hottest. So they have to be relying on the first opinion that says that even though it's possible to schwitz there, if that's not your kavana, that's going to be mutter. Sif Yud Gimel, the final sif in the simon. Irsha Yisrael Veidim Yudim Dorimba. If you have a city that is occupied by both Jews and non-Jews, V'yeshba Merchatz Rechatz B'Shabbos, and there's a Merchatz that is running on Shabbos. Imro Veidim Yudim Mutter Lirchatz B'Motzai Shabbos Miyad. If the majority of the city, or the majority of the users of the Merchatz on Motzai Shabbos would be non-Jews, then Jews are allowed to use that Merchatz right away. V'imro V'Yisrael, if the majority are Jewish people, afilu mechza al mechza, or even if it's 50-50, asul matzoy Shabbos ad kadei shiyucham. Then you're going to have to wait on matzoy Shabbos to the amount of time that it would take to heat up the hot water for the merchatz. So if katan lam and zayin mishmaru b'Shabbos near the rabusa nakat yafsha b'Shabbos kufa mistam rochzin ba enim yehudim given from matzoy Shabbos rochzin ba rov Yisrael ki chamu b'sof yom Shabbos adaiti Yisrael mechami. Meaning the chiddush is even though it was running on Shabbos, and who was bathing there on Shabbos? Obviously, it was all the goyim that were bathing there on Shabbos. So one might have argued, if goyim were bathing there on Shabbos, whatever malacha they did on Shabbos was for the goyim; it wasn't for the Jewish people. Nah, but if it's Rov Yisrael, they know that a lot of business is coming in right after Shabbos. They know that a lot of Jews are coming right after Shabbos, and therefore we're still choshesh that they're heating stuff up on Shabbos for that night. They're preparing for the big rush of Jewish people coming that night. Im Rov Einam Yehudim, but if it's mostly non-Jews, ain't only Brov Diure Ir. It doesn't matter whether the majority of the people that live in that city are Jews or non-Jews. It goes by the majority of Beis HaMerchatz customers on the Matzai Shabbos. That's what we're looking for, because we want to know if they're heating up this water for Jews or for non-Jews. So if it's the majority of the, meaning let's say the city is 70% non-Jews, but the non-Jews happen to be very non-hygienic and they only bathe once a month whether they need it or not. And the Jewish people are bathing every day, so then it's we consider that to be heated for the Jewish people. Even if it's 50-50, even those who are makel when you're not sure whether a malach was done for a Jew or a non-Jew, over here where it's 50-50 in terms of population, it's asr. When it's mechzal mechzal, we don't say, oh, it's a suffix, are they heating the water for the Jews or are they heating water for the non-Jews? If they know that half of their customer base is Jewish and half their customer base is not Jewish, they're heating the water for everybody. It's for the Jews and for the non-Jews, and that's problematic because part of what they're doing it for is for the Jews. So you have to wait the amount of time it would take to heat up hot water. Sif Aleph, moving on to Simon Shin Chav Zayin. Hachoshish b'masnav, if a person has a bellyache, lo yasuch shemen v'chometz, he should not anoint himself with oil and vinegar, aval sachu shemen levado, but he could put oil on alone, avalo b'shemen verid, but not rose oil, mishem demuch chamilsa de l'refuah kavid, because rose oil is obviously a refuah. V'imu makam shematzu b'shemen verid v'derek miyad m'socha afilu b'lo refuah mutter. But if it's a place where shemen verid happens to be very cheap and people use it all the time, even absent refuah, then it's going to be mutter. Says Ramo, b'makam sheinog al nosach b'shemen kiyim l'refuah b'chal shemen aser. And this, likewise, on the flip side, if you live in a place where no one ever puts oil on their body unless it's for a refuah, then even a regular shemen is going to be aser. Meaning, if it's obvious that it's for refuah, then it's going to be aser. Sif katan alef mishbur shemen v'chometz hatam dein derech losuch b'shtein yachad elu l'refuah. The reason you can't put oil and vinegar is because when you're using that combination, it's obvious that it's for refuah. V'kol mili du l'refuah aser rabban gzerim mishum shchik saman dasu minator mishum tochein. And anything that's a refuah is an iser midraban on a gzera, lest you come to grind up herbs, which itself would be a violation of tochein. As we're going to learn in the next simin, vida the begir sasenu b'mishav v'chein rabbi nechanan v'rufa rambam misa yayin v'chometz v'ainu v'afilu be'echad man. It says yayin v'chometz, not shemen v'chometz, which means either wine or chometz is obvious that you're doing it for refuah purposes. Shemen levado the gam derech abriyim laschos of lo min karshul refuah. Even healthy people would anoint themselves with shemen, and therefore it's not obvious that it's for refuah. V'chein al gabi makam mutz laschos shemen mitamzeh. And that's why you could apply it to a wound. But when it's rose oil, where it's obvious that it's for refuah, because it's very expensive, so you would only use it if you need it for refuah. Anything for refuah is aser. And even to have an Einu Yehudi do it, if it's going to strengthen you to become like a healthy person, is going to be aser. And if you live in a place where no one anoints themselves with oil unless they're sick, then you're not allowed to use any oil. And that's why nowadays, when you have dry skin on your scalp, you're not allowed to use shemen. You have some sort of swelling somewhere. Not swelling, like an infection or something. So you're not allowed to use shemen. And chelev and shuman is always aser, because that's for a different reason. It that melts and that becomes nolad if it changes form. So if you're like we learned in yesterday's shir. Moving on to Sif Beis now. You're allowed to anoint and massage for your own hana'ah if you do it with a shinoi. That you put the oil and the massage all at the same time. But you're not allowed to massage heavily. It's got to be with a bit of a weaker massage. It means that you anoint with oil and then you massage with your hand. If you do it differently than you would do during a week, and during the week you wouldn't anoint and massage at the same time. But you can't do it because do uvdin dechol. That's uvdin dechol. That the Rambam would hold that it's mutter as long as your intention is not to be balidei zeya. Let's do one more sif. You're not supposed to scrape with a kli that's made for scraping or scratching unless your hands or feet are caked in mud where you need to scrape it off. Ein Megardin says Mishbur du kovdin dechal. That's uvdin dechal. Bekli, you're not allowed to use a kli that's meant for scraping. Avol yachol agar biyodav al abasar. You could scratch with your fingernails. Achshei zarshli as chaburi. You just got to be careful not to wound yourself, not to make yourself bleed. Ha'asu lekach. I'm reading Gemara Dimhayil lokli amiyuchol Shabbos shari. That if you have a special back scratcher or a scraper for Shabbos, that's going to be mutter. Whenever it's uvdin dechal, if you have a special brush for that purpose, then it's not uvdin dechal anymore. That's what Rav Yosef writes, that brushing teeth on Shabbos he holds is only an Isser of Uvdu D'chol. So you just need a special Shabbos toothbrush, and then it becomes not Uvdu D'chol. V'kas of Magen Avram, D'mizen Nagu Abasulo, Siyosem Kli, Misar Chazir, Miyuchad Shabbos. That's why a lot of young girls have a pig hair comb on Shabbos, just for Shabbos, to Sulem Echzik, Uvdu D'chol, because then it doesn't look like Uvdu D'chol anymore, meaning it's a soft bristled brush, so it doesn't pull out hairs, and the only issue is Uvdu D'chol. So if it's made special for Shabbos and it's not of the Dechol. I mean, it's got to be a soft bristle thing where you're not brushing too hard, because if you brush too hard, forget about of the Dechol, you're gonna be tolesh hair, it's gonna be gozes. If your hands and feet are caked in mud, then it doesn't look like of the Dechol. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Yad Aleph, we said that if you had a bathhouse where they closed up the holes on Erev Shabbos, you could bathe in it right away on Motzai Shabbos. But if the vents were open on Erev Shabbos, even though no one did any malacha there, you're not allowed to bathe on Motzai Shabbos until B'Kadesh Asu. Then we had two deos in Sif Yud Beis, whether you're allowed to enter into a merchatz where one could be Bali Dezeya, but you're certainly not allowed to go in order to be Bali Dezeya. And we pointed out that women who use the mikvah must rely on the more Mekil Shita. And then in Sif Yud Gimel, we said that if you have a city that has most of the customers in the bathhouse of Motzai Shabbos are non-Jews, when the bathhouse was running all Shabbos, a Jew could use it right away. But if it's half-half in terms of customers or mostly Jews, then a Jew is not allowed to use it. Ad Kedei Sheyucham on Motzai Shabbos. Then in Shin Chav Zayin Sif Aleph, we said that a person should not do anything that's obviously l'refuah, and that's dependent on where and when you live. Sometimes it's in some places it was only if you were using Shemen and Chometz, sometimes only Shemen Vered, sometimes it was just Shemen, anything that looks like for Rafua. And then in Sif Beis, we said that if you're massaging, you could do it with a shinoi by putting the oil and the doing the massage lightly at the same time. And then in Sif Gimel, we said that if you're scraping something off with a kli, you have to make sure that it's not uvdu d'chol. And that's accomplished in two ways, either by having mud caked on your feet, where it's obviously not for normal purposes, you're just trying to scrape off the mud, or you have a separate brush just for that purpose on Shabbos. Okay, but from tomorrow, from a chasana, so we won't be live here, we'll be doing Shin Chav Zayin Sif Dalet, as well as Shin Chav Ches Aleph and Beis. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.